Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. This is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And I want to thank you all for joining me today as we talk about travel to Cuba. Yes, today I'm going to talk to you about traveling to Cuba. So I want you to get a pen and a pad ready because I'm going to share with you valuable information to help you stay out of trouble. Yes, you want to stay out of trouble when you make that trip to Cuba. So I'm going to hold on for a few seconds so you can get something to write on, or if you want to use your, iPad or your phone to take notes, by all means. So you ready? You ready to take notes, people? Okay, great. Yes, we are talking about Cuba, traveling to Cuba. And that's a conversation that we were not able to have as Americans for many years. You know, for many years, travel to Cuba was not an option. So folks were very excited when Mr. Obama, you know, lifted and changed things around so that we could indeed make that trip to Cuba. But you must know that even though we're able to go to Cuba, there are still a few requirements that you have to meet. There are still a lot of things that you have to keep in mind. And you really, really want to get the information before you go, because if you go to Cuba and you're not prepared for your trip and you're not there legally, you can get a fine. You can get a fine. You can get in trouble and you can get a fine. You can get arrested. Nobody wants to go on vacation to have a good time and end up getting arrested. Talk about putting a damper on things. So like I said, you really, really want to know how to prepare yourself before that trip. So when we thought of going to Cuba, different people thought of different things. Some people got excited about those beautiful, colorful, classic cars. Some people got excited thinking about the Cuban cigars and how many cigars they can purchase and bring back to the U.S. Some people thought about the nightlife. You know, the culture in Cuba is so rich when you think about the dancing and the singing and the music. It's just really awesome. So some people thought about the nightlife. And then there are those people like myself who are business-minded and said, how can I do business with Cuba? How can I make an income from my travel to Cuba? That's what I'm talking about, people. That's how I love to live life, being able to travel, have fun, and make money. But just to let you know, like we said, there are a few exceptions. But the main thing you have to remember when you're planning the trip to Cuba is that travel to Cuba is not open yet for straight tourism. So what I mean is, you know how we go to Cancun or we go to Jamaica and we are going there because we want to have fun and play on the beach. You know, we want to enjoy the food, we want to enjoy the clubs or whatever it is. We want to be tourists and just enjoy the scenes. No, that is not happening in Cuba. They do not want you coming there for the purpose of you're just going to have fun. You're just going to have a good time. Now, yes, there are a lot of things to do in Cuba that are fun and that will allow you to have a good time. But as far as the government at this point, no. Let me repeat that once again. No. You cannot go to Cuba at this time strictly as a tourist for recreational purpose. You have to have some type of purpose stated before your trip. You have to be able to say how your visit is going to enhance the lives of the Cuban people. So that's the first key, people. Know your purpose. What is the purpose of your visit? Are you going there to make donations to the church? Are you going there to provide some educational material to the school children? Are you a performer? You might be going there to participate in a cultural arts festival. Are you a member of a chamber of commerce? You might be going there to exchange ideas on how best to do business in Cuba. You may have a trade mission plan. Hint, hint, hint. Stay tuned, folks. Like I said, you might have a trade mission plan where you're taking people to Cuba for the purpose of doing business. But, like I said, if your purpose in going to Cuba is you're going to have fun looking at the cars on the strip, and you're going to buy you some Cuban cigars and go lay out on the beach, no, that is not allowed. Now, what is allowed, folks, is tours, traveling as part of a tour group. But you want to make sure that your tour operator is somebody who pretty much knows what they're doing. You know, you definitely, you know, I don't have anything against startups and new business people, but certain things you want to go with those folks who have a lot of experience in what they're doing, especially something like this where you can get fined. So there are two types of legal people-to-people tours to Cuba. They are the private custom tours, and this is when you have two or more people who visit Cuba independently, and they're hosted by a United States tour operator. Yes. So there's a private custom tour, and you know, you can visit Cuba with a companion, with family or friends. And this option is good for travelers who might want privacy and freedom to decide on their own activities. So this is when you actually are working with a tour operator. And they are setting up a trip for Cuba for you and your family and friends or your business partners, whoever it is that you're traveling with. So that's one idea. Now, the other type of tour are the public Cuba tours. So this is perfect for people who want a wider range of activities and services to participate in when they get to Cuba. This is also great for people who are looking for deals. You know, it's easier to get deals when you have groups traveling together. So the public Cuba tours, they offer a range of different themes. You have music, dance, from art to history, nature, and adventure. You know, and these packages usually include everything that you need while you're out there in Cuba. So whether it's your flights and hotels, your meals, whether you need a chauffeur while you're out there in Cuba to help you get around safely, whether you need transfers from the airport to the hotel and back to the airport from the hotel, whether you need English-speaking guides, right? When you go to Cuba, English is not the first language. So you might need to take English-speaking guides with you. And this is a great way to participate in fun activities. So on your own, you cannot legally go to Cuba and just have fun. But as part of a public Cuba tour group, yes, yes, you can go and have fun and enjoy yourself. But like I said earlier, you want to have fun and enjoy yourself with a purpose. So we spoke about listening to the music and enjoying the dance and the art. So this is the culture of Cuba. So during your tour, what you would be explaining to everybody to make this a legal trip is that you were contributing to the culture of Cuba, that you were doing an exchange. Either you were supporting a cultural event that was happening in Cuba, or once again, like I said, you may be a performer, or you may have other performers that are traveling with you. So that helps to make your trip a legitimate trip when you're traveling to Cuba. So definitely, folks. And, you know, like I said, you want to choose a legitimate Cuba tour guide. There are certain places that you visit where, you know, the hustler spirit is strong in the people. And once you get off the airplane, once you get out of the hotel, you have a lot of people to tell you that they'll show you around. You know, they want to give you information. They hang out at the tourist locations. And if you didn't know better, you would believe that that person you're speaking to is an actual tour guide. But no, no, folks, these are not actual tour guides. These are people with the hustler spirit who see a great opportunity to make money and feel that, you know, they can make money off you by showing you around. Now, it's not necessarily that they're doing something illegal. It's just that it's not going to benefit you because you, as the traveler from the U.S., you want to make sure that your tour guide is someone who actually is a tour guide because they'll be able to have you on a legitimate legal Cuba experience. All right, folks, so do not get caught out there trying to help somebody or, you know, just not knowing and you get yourself into a mess because there is nothing worse than being arrested in a strange place. So you want to ensure that the tour operator is located in the U.S. It is illegal. Hear me once again. It is illegal for you as a U.S. citizen to purchase Cuba tour services from companies that are not incorporated in the U.S. Now, also, the tour operator must provide documentation showing that they are indeed authorized to conduct people-to-people Cuba tours. So if they can't show you the paperwork, no, you can't do business with them. Because like I said, you do not want to pay a fine. You do not want to get arrested over a trip, over a vacation. It's not that serious, folks. There are plenty of ways to visit Cuba legally, so don't mess this up. Now, the U.S. tour operator must issue a certificate of legal Cuba travel. So not only are they showing you proof that they are indeed legal tour operators, but you want to see the certificate showing that they are able to legally provide that tour for Cuba, right? It's a big difference. So you can be a tour operator, but what destination are you specializing? The person has to have a Cuba travel certificate, right? Now, like I said before, we love our small business owners. We love to encourage people that are just starting out. But you want to make sure that your tour operator is somebody with experience, right? They have the experience. They have the knowledge, the know-how to help you do what you want to do because there's too much at stake. So make the tour operator prove, you know, that they are able to use the different Cuban entities prescribed by Trump, such as the Cuban military-owned services. So you want to make sure that this person doesn't have any restrictions on themselves, right, so that they're doing business legally and ethically in Cuba. Definitely. So as with many countries, yes, Cuba also has a Ministry of Tourism. And if you're not sure of how to select a tour operator, definitely you want to contact the Cuban Ministry of Tourism. Now, you know, it's a good idea in general to contact the Ministry of Tourism before you go, just so you know the rules. See, so when you're out there, it's different things you have to know, right? How they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So when you go to Cuba, yes, you have to understand what's happening over there. So as a tourist, you may be fascinated by the Cuban police, or if you see Cuban military, you might want to take a picture. That may be something customary. You know, a lot of us, we have our cell phones, and we're just pulling them out at the drop of a hat to take photos of things that interest us. No, you don't want to do that in Cuba, because guess what? They do not allow you to take photographs of the Cuban police. They do not want you taking photos of the military. Not only that, they don't want you taking photos of different buildings. You know, so you might be in the airport and you might think, oh, this would be a great shot. Let me take this photo and let me put it on Facebook. And then you have somebody confiscating your cell phone or somebody telling you, miss, you must delete this photo because this is not allowed. So definitely, folks, you want to know before you go. So those are just some of the things that can help you get into Cuba, because like we said, there are a lot of wonderful things to do and see in Cuba, but you just want to make sure that you have it right before you go there. Now, yes, there are 12 approved categories for travel to Cuba at this point, one of them being family visits. So for those people who unfortunately have been separated from family members, you know, for all that time that travel to Cuba was not allowed, yes, you can go and visit your family. This is the time, folks. Official business of the U.S. government, foreign governments, and certain intergovernmental organizations. So if you're a part of a chamber of commerce, if you're a part of the United Nations, any type of government organization, and you have official business in Cuba, yes, that's not an issue. Journalistic activity, you might be a reporter covering some activities out there in Cuba, doing a story. Yes, at this point, you're still able to travel to Cuba. Just be careful. You know, I say be careful, and it's not anything personal against Cuba, but just journalists in general, when you're in these different places, you know, a lot of journalists, unfortunately, you know, you're standing out. You're out there with your cameras, you know, taking these stories. So definitely you just want to be safe, find ways to remain safe, whether it's Cuba, whether it's anywhere else. If you're doing a professional meeting or professional research, yes, you can go to Cuba. You know, like I said before, anything that's going to uplift the people, anything that's going to enhance the lives of the Cuban people. So if you have information to bring to Cuba, if you're going to present a conference where you're going to speak from a stage to present your findings, or you're putting together something awesome to collaborate, with the people in Cuba, yes, that is definitely allowed. Like we said, educational activities. Are you a student that's studying in Cuba? That is definitely allowed. Religious activities. A lot of cruise lines have mission trips where you can go to Cuba and, you know, you can pray. They have different prayer groups. They have different groups that are building up different areas. Whatever you see as your missionary work that you want to bring to Cuba to enhance the lives. So here we go again, folks. You hear me say it again and again because that is the main underlying thing. Is my purpose for visiting Cuba something that is going to enhance the lives of the Cuban people, right? So going there to have fun and to get some cigars and all, that's enhancing you. Being able to get one of those beautiful classic cars, that's enhancing you, folks. Now, I'm not saying you can't do that while you're there, but that cannot be your only reason for being there. So we want you to go and enjoy the nightlife. We want you to support the restaurants. And, you know, if you smoke, you get your Cuban cigar, or, you know, support the culture and the nightlife. We want you to visit Havana and all these different places. But, yes, we want you to make a positive statement in Cuba. So that's what you really want to think about. So we mentioned religious activities. Also, public performances, right? If you're going there as an entertainer, if you're an athlete, you're competing in some type of sports competition, if you're doing an exhibition, definitely, folks. Or if you're just finding a way to support the Cuban people, humanitarian projects, definitely, that is allowed. Activities of private foundations or research or educational institutes. So all of that is allowed. Exportation, importation, right? Transmission of information or information materials. So definitely, folks, do you have a product or service of use that you can bring to Cuba? Right? That's what you want to think about. And there are certain export transactions that may be considered for authorization under the existing regulations and guidelines. So, folks, there you have it. There are basically 12 major requirements in regards to your travel to Cuba. You can, yes, you can travel to Cuba. We want you to have an awesome time. As a matter of fact, when you talk about travel to Cuba, Victoria Falk, Passionate Travel, yes, I'm also one half of These Women Mean Business. And we have a trip to Cuba planned for August 23rd to August 28th of 2018. And during that time, we will be taking business people from the United States to Cuba for the purpose of networking, getting to know one another so that we can increase business. We are mixing business with pleasure, folks. And guess what? The first deposit on this trip is only $50. Only $50, folks, can hold your cabin for Cuba until you get the next deposit. So we'll let you know. If you're one of those ballers and you have the money and you want to pay for your trip all at once, by all means, we're not going to stop you from being a baller. Yes, you can pay for your whole trip at once. But for those folks out there within the sound of my voice who, even though you would love to pay for the trip all at once, it's really not an option for you, yes, we do have payment plans. So, yes, folks, look out for theswomenmeanbusiness.com, www.these, that's T-H-E-S-E, W-O-M-E-N, M-E-A-N, business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S.com. Woo, that's a mouthful. But it's worth typing in, folks, because we're doing a lot. Now, folks, as you know, this is Victoria Falk, once again, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, and I'm so excited to bring you the Passionate Travel Incorporated radio show each week, compliments of Home-Based Business 101. And yes, the founder, the creator, the visionary behind Home-Based Business 101 is none other than Mr. Satawi Babajahi. And he can be reached at 252-458-3712. And you could tune in during the week. You could tune in on Sundays to hear the gospel of home-based business by Babajahi. So if you would like to be a guest on the show, if you would like to be a sponsor, please make sure that you contact Babajahi at 252-458-3712. Now, also during the week, we have Mama Jahi. Yes, it is a family affair, and she has the Jasari Love Project. And she can be reached at 252-406-0774 if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to be a sponsor. And I am so happy that Passionate Travel Incorporated has picked up new sponsors and, you know, friends out there. And I want to give a quick shout out to Miss Patrice Forbes. Hey, Patrice. Patrice Forbes. Hey. Yes, Patrice Forbes is the CEO of Honor Thy Sweets. And she is a new cupcake sponsor for Passionate Travel Incorporated. So she brought me some cupcakes for an event that we were having last week. Oh, my goodness. Those things were so delicious. They were so, how can I say, they were finger-licking good. So thank you once again, Ms. Patrice Forbes of Honor Thy Sweets. And I look forward to sharing your cupcakes and sweet treats with our listeners of the Passionate Travel Radio Show. And folks, yes, you can tune in every Monday, and you can find me, Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, sharing information with you that you can use to help you enjoy the best in travel. So if you would like to connect with me, if you would like to be a guest on the show, or if you would like to be a sponsor, please give me a call, 347-658-8459. Once again, that is 347-658-8459. Would love to help you have a fun and exciting travel experience. Because at Passionate Travel Incorporated, we teach people how to have a happier and more productive life through travel. So why not you? Why not you? Hello? Why not you? Why not, when you travel to Cuba and to all these other places, not only do you enjoy yourself, not only do you make a contribution to the people and to the land, but why not get a check back from your travel? Why not earn extra income from your travel? Yes, that is something that we help you do also. So if you are going to travel to Cuba anyway, right? Anyway is a powerful word. If you're going to travel anyway, why not get paid? So once again, folks, this is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated and the hostess with the mostest of Passionate Travel Incorporated radio show. Have a passionate week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.